A growing number of Zipcars are showing up around Milwaukee, cars people share. WUWM wanted to learn more, so I met spokeswoman Chandra Mirando at a Zipcar rental site. It's a parking lot across the street from the Pfister. There are no agents or rental counters here, just a black Audi awaiting a driver.
What I did earlier today was I went to our app on my smartphone and I made a reservation for a couple hours on this car right here.
Mirando says the reservation sent a signal to a small receptor behind the windshield.
And I'll just hold my unique zip card over that receptor so you'll hear it beep and unlock. So just like that, the car is open and the keys are going to be tethered inside to the dash and ready for us to drive.
We slip into the car and begin driving. It costs $60 a year to buy a Zipcar membership. Mirando says you also pay for the time you use the car.
Our driving here in Milwaukee starts at $8.50 an hour, and that's going to be for something like a Honda Civic or a Mazda 3, a basic sedan. It costs about a dollar more an hour to drive something like this A3, and then about $10.50 an hour if you want to drive like a Mercedes-Benz C300.
Mirando says the price includes insurance and even gas. An online video provides instructions.
It can happen to anyone. One moment you're driving, the next you're low on fuel and need to fill up. Here's what to do. Pull into a gas station and grab the gas card.
The card is tucked behind the visor. It acts like a credit or debit card at any pump. Mirando says Zipcar is one of several car sharing services around the country. It established a presence in Milwaukee a few years ago by buying out a similar operation at UWM. It now has 40 cars and trucks in 20 lots.
We're spread as far north as UWM. We're going as far west as Marquette. And as of right now, we're as far south as the Third Ward. But we just got authorization to be in a city lot down in Bayview. We'll have spots in River West also.
Mirando says the business is designed for people who don't want to own a car or can't afford one. Jessica Hees falls in the latter category, can't afford. She's a senior at UWM, and her car died a few weeks ago. Hees says she uses the bus, but sometimes it's not practical, such as for grocery shopping.
I was having to try and stuff my backpack in a couple bags as full as I could. And, you know, if I wanted to get like a 12-pack of soda or a gallon of milk, it just became really frustrating to have to take it on the bus the whole time.
So is the bus company worried about competition from the car sharing service? The answer? No.
Sometimes the bus isn't going to be the right transportation for individuals.
Jackie Jans is spokeswoman for the Milwaukee County Transit System.
Our economy and our community depend on people having reliable transportation. So there needs to be multi-modes to do that.
Zipcar spokesperson Chandra Mirando won't say how many people have bought memberships in Milwaukee, but UWM told us it's helped nearly 1,000 students and staff join. Mirando perceives a growth in what she calls a sharing culture, as people realize they don't have to own everything they use. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.